Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite news store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors approve resolution opposing offshore oil drilling. Public Health Department confirms first case of measles in Slo County in years. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. On Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board adopted a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas development. They also approved a formal letter to the Trump administration expressing this opposition to new leases and voted to join the local government Out Continental Shelf Coalition. A release by the county says that in recent months, the Trump administration has taken significant actions to expand offshore oil and gas leasing, with up to six new lease sales off the northern, central, and southern California coast proposed between 2027 and 2030. The resolution approved by the board reaffirms county policies that prioritize coastal protection, public health, and quality of life. Supervisor Jim Paulding said, quote, "Our region has seen firsthand the environmental and economic devastation that can result from offshore oil development, from the long-term impacts of the Guadalupe oil field and Avila Beach contamination." The resolution was approved 3-2, with supervisors John Pichong and Heather Moreno in opposition. The County Public Health Department announced they have confirmed the first case of measles in the county since 2018. The health department says this case is confirmed on a local child, and the risk of local transmission is considered low, with no additional cases at this time. The health department shared information about measles, saying it spreads through coughs or sneezes, lingering in the air for up to an hour. Symptoms typically appear within 7 to 21 days after exposure, first beginning with a fever, cough, and runny nose. Other symptoms then begin, including tiny white spots inside the mouth, red spots on the skin, and a rash first on the face and then on the rest of the body. Dr. Penny Bornstein, county health officer, says, quote, "This case is a stark reminder that measles, though declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, can still reappear when vaccination rates decline. The health department recommends the MMR vaccine, 97% effective after two doses." Atascadero police arrest suspect for vehicle thefts. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Atascadero Police Department announced they arrested a suspect motorist earlier this week on the morning of December 14th. The department says they responded to a report of a theft from a vehicle on the 9400 block of Alcatan Lane. Officers contacted a motorist leaving the area, determining they were in possession of several stolen items, including property reported by the original victim. The department says other residents in the area reported several stolen items from their vehicles, which was subsequently returned thanks to these reports. However, there are still several unclaimed items of value being held for safekeeping. If you live in the Alcatan Lane area in Atascadero and believe property was taken from your vehicle on the 14th of December, contact the Atascadero Police Department to see if your items have been recovered. On Monday, December 15th, San Luis Obispo police responded to a report from a victim alleging they were inappropriately touched several times while receiving a massage. The department says the incident took place at PowerSource Chiropractic, with the suspect, 25-year-old Malcolm Sears of San Luis Obispo, working as an independent massage therapist at that location. The victim says they believe the touching was outside of massage therapy standards and sexual in nature. Police responded at Sears' residence, interviewing him and later arresting him without incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony sexual battery by fraudulent representation. San Miguel's 35th Annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Hot chocolate will be served for all. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn this Friday, December 19th at Huazna Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation, used to enhance natural resources, reduce fuel loading, improve rangeland production, and diversify vegetation structure. In sports, for the NFL, tonight the Rams will face the Seahawks. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday. The Chargers and Cowboys will be in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans in the afternoon, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday, the Bulls beat the Cavaliers 127-111, the Grizzlies over the Timberwolves 116-110. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Suns, the Kings will go against the Trailblazers, the Lakers will face the Jazz, and the Clippers will go against the Thunder. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Nick Reiner appears in a Los Angeles courtroom where he's been formally charged for the stabbing deaths of his parents. His lawyer speaking outside the courthouse following Wednesday's initial appearance.
There are very, very complex and serious issues that are associated with this case. These need to be thoroughly, but very carefully, dealt with.
Prosecutors say the 32-year-old killed his parents, Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, in their Brentwood home. Nick Reiner in court wearing a suicide prevention vest. Democrats in the U.S. House have the backing needed to force a vote on their health care bill. Four Republicans signing a discharge petition, forcing the matter to the House floor. California Representative Pete Aguilar among those pushing to extend ACA subsidies.
We want to avoid these increases that the American people are facing at the hands of Republican inaction.
A floor vote now appears more likely to occur in January.
January after premiums likely skyrocket for millions of people. Gas prices averaging $4.33 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. A three-judge federal panel could rule today if California's new congressional map can be used next year. A three-day hearing wrapped up yesterday in Los Angeles, but there was no immediate ruling from the bench. Republican lawmakers want the judges to throw out the congressional map approved by voters who passed Prop 50. That map was designed to give Democrats five seats they'd likely win. Republicans think it unlawfully creates districts based on race. U.S. Supreme Court recently swatted back a similar lawsuit in the state of Texas. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Farm Bureau unveiled a new philanthropic initiative, Giving Back with Farm Bureau, during its 107th annual meeting last week in Anaheim. The hands-on project brought together Farm Bureau members and event attendees to assemble 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies, learning materials, and healthy snacks. The backpacks were donated to the OC Fair and Event Center Centennial Farm in Costa Mesa for distribution to local children. Supporting our communities has always been an important part of Farm Bureau's mission, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas. This effort reflects that commitment, helping ensure children have the tools they need to succeed in school. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Mostly cloudy skies early today, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 40. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with fog early in the morning. Highs in the upper 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Friday and Saturday. Cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Continuing into Tuesday and Wednesday. And as well Thursday. 60% of showers on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Upper 60s on Saturday, low 60s on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Attention! At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company. where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The prices you pay for things rose at a smaller pace in November. The consumer price index was up 2.7% for the year ending in November. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose 2.6%. Economists were predicting both numbers would top 3%. Cooling inflation supports Federal Reserve policymakers who've endorsed cutting interest rates. Prices have moderated significantly since the peak CPI of 9.1% in June of 2022, though November's numbers still topped April's CPI reading of 2.3%. The Bank of England lowered interest rates this morning. The European Central Bank held rates steady. Micron Technology, the memory chip maker, says it's seeing dramatic demand from AI developers. The stock's rallying. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Whoa, excuse me. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Okay, 238-5775. 238-KPRL as we're ready to go on this Thursday. Ooh, a week before. Huh? How about that? I'm right. That time of the year. Love it, man. Best time.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, 'cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
The Morning Exchange.
Okay, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on city manager from the city of Atascadero, Mr. Jim Lewis. So enjoy that. And as we get closer to Christmas, I've kind of hinted, let you know here in the next couple of weeks, little light on the guest list, as you can imagine, and also folks taking time off and so forth. So we'll have a lot of specials on the way, obviously, next week, I think most of them pertaining to, of course, the big day known as Christmas. And then after, some fun stuff as well. But we will keep you posted. So, there you go. Alrighty, let's see here. What do we have? We have some Grinches around the county this time of the year, including the person in Atascadero stealing things out of vehicles. And then we have some dirtbags in Santa Maria that they stole toys, bikes meant for families just for Christmas distribution. You know, when I see things like this, I think of the archaic or the medieval thoughts of doing things. Now, I realize that it won't happen, but I think people that do things like this, other than hopefully paying some fines or even going to jail, should be publicly shamed. And something as maybe barbaric as, let's put pictures of them up in the post offices, and if businesses want to put pictures of these sleaze bags in their business, so people will recognize them for what they are. They're dirt bags that are trying to just make life a little bit less happy for all of us. Shame them. We can't do the city park thing, but let's shame the hell out of them, because they are garbage. It's what they are. Stealing things that were going to go for families and kids for Christmas week before. You're rotten individuals. I believe in karma and things going around, coming around. And I hope it happens quickly. And don't reach out your hand to me looking for help. You'll get none. You may get something else, but you'll get none. All righty, let's see here. What do we have going on? Chris, this measles, didn't hear everything on it, but do we know where the case is?
I don't think we know exactly where it is in the county. It just says in San Luis Obispo County.
Well, if you look up measles, you'll find out that there has been an uptick from time to time. You know, you had one, I forget how many years ago, in Disneyland. And I forget how many people in Disneyland, I think it was like 113 or something like that. But one of the reasons when you start to look at measles, because it was, as Dr. Frankenstein alluded to in Chris's broadcast, that it was primarily eliminated in the United States in the year 2000. But we have seen some upticks around the country. And one of the reasons is when they use the words very, very slyly. International travel. What could that mean, international travel? Well, we know that people go out of the country in different places, but primarily, what do you see it? What do you think it means? People coming into the country, not vetted for any reasons, health or otherwise. So you have that, but again, we use nice words to try and hide the truth. These are the same people that throw the word transparency at us all the time. They are, well, FCC won't allow me to say that. So anyway, the reemergence of measles, but Also, just in general, Americans are on the, shall we say, cautionary tale of getting vaccinated in general. Now, in the state of California, if you got a kid, you have no choice. There is a rules and regulations on getting vaccinated. It's mandatory vaccines for children attending public, private schools, and child care. And there's only a couple of medical exemptions that are allowed. Or if you remember, personal and religious exemptions were removed. And healthcare workers also have vaccine mandates with declining forms if required if they refuse. Now, but one of the things that has been happening here in the United States, not just California, that people in general, and I'm not saying, you know, 80% of the people in the United States, but less people are more likely specifically to get flu shots. And what do you think one of the reasons is? Well, because of what the government did back in, 5 years ago. So the less than 40% of younger people, 18 plus, are getting vaccinations for flus. Now, the target from the government is 70%, but it's down to 40. And children flu shot rates have decreased as well. And then you have seniors who generally have higher vaccination rates, but their desire to get the flu shot or the seasonal, whatever you want to call it, that has declined in the last several years as well. And again, why is that? One word. Government. Government. So, once again, we have the government maybe creating a problem. Chris, I think you said you don't get a flu shot, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you've never gotten one?
Not that I've never gotten one. I just haven't gotten one in a while, honestly.
Is there any particular, you know, without delving too much, any reason? Or are you thinking, well, I'm young enough and I stay in shape, I do the right things, except for eating chocolate?
Well, pretty much your answer sums it up. I don't really have much to be worried about in terms of the flu, I think.
Okay, and if you've had it before, though, right?
It's hard to tell the difference between the flu and the common cold, honestly. Like, I've gotten sick before. You know, I've gotten fever, coughing, aches, all that stuff, but it's gone within a day or two. Is that the flu? Is that the common cold? I don't know, but I feel better either way.
Okay. All right, so, but your body's, it picks up the ability to fight it off.
Right.
Okay, and I've been a believer in that for years and years and years because I don't get any of that stuff. I can't forget the last time I had, well, other than, you know, when I say stick a needle in my arm, you know, blood test or something like that. But as far as flu or, you know, obviously I didn't get the COVID, I can't remember, but it's been over 20 years. Anyway, the government has been doing this and there's been a push and so forth, but the measles, we've had a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but we've had more outbreaks in the last few years than, again, from when after the year 2000. So, again, is government going to look at the reasons for that? Now, this is only one. I understand that, but anyway, so so we have government that does things that forces us to make decisions, and in most cases, when the government mandates, like there were a lot of mandates regarding the COVID shot, people lost their jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then we find out what the truth is, and then people say, you know what, I don't trust this. But that's, I believe that that's short-lived, that people, again, this is just me, we have too much faith when agencies say something. We think that because it's government that they are smarter than us. And I simply have never believed it. I have never believed it. I believe that the people in the private sector are a hell of a lot smarter than the people that we elect. But that gets into other issues, such as regulations and so forth. The amount of regulations in California is mind-boggling. We're talking about California Code of Regulations. This is just the California Code of Regulations. It contains over 23 million words. 23 million words in the California Code of Regulations. Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Hey, you guys remember during when the COVID thing first happened? I, you know, of course, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Except for you, Chris. You just got there. But I remember they were, you know, we had 21 cases of COVID, and they were this age and this age and this age. And after a while, we never heard how old anybody was.
Right. I remember that.
And it was like right away, that's when, I mean, it's not like it was just a few people that figured this out right away. I mean, probably 90% of the population did.
I don't think it's 90 because you can, you know, when you walk down the street, you saw all these people masked up and so forth and on. So I don't
90% of the smart population. I don't know.
Well, see, you're right, because that should have been suspicious to people right away. Well, why aren't they giving those numbers anymore? Or the ages?
And if there happened to be one person that was, like, under 40 that had it and passed away, unfortunately, it was, like, totally national news everywhere. One person in New Jersey, and we're hearing about it for weeks.
Well, what they didn't do, though, is tell you the perhaps pre-existing condition of that person, even though they may have been under 40.
Well, that came out later.
You know, maybe the person was obese or had some other health issues or something like that. But
No, you're right. That never came out.
Right. I mean, that should have been a warning sign for people to think, well, yeah, why did they stop doing that? And I think some of it because, and if I'm not mistaken, it was even broken down to ethnic groups. And they stopped that, too, because, of course, it was racism or, you know, whatever they want to call it. I'm pretty sure I remember that they did have it down into the different populations of the demographics.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was pretty obvious right away. They were not going to put out that information.
Do you get a flu shot?
Last time I got one of those was 1987. I was in the Navy, and he didn't have much of a choice, and I was sick for 3 days. Never got another one.
Well, I've heard that people can or do get sick from a flu shot. I don't know the reason for that, but so once you were out, you just decided that I'm never going to do this again, or other than that, was that the main reason why you haven't gotten one since?
You know something, I've had so many shots. Like I said, I went for 6 years with, I can't even count how many shots I got. But you know something, I don't even know why I started thinking that way. I was in my 20s, but I always thought, well, that's your immune system job is to fight this stuff off. I had a polio vaccine, of course, when I was a kid and that kind of thing. But I had tetanus shots. Where I live, let's just say, we get a lot of contact with rusty metal. But that's really all I've ever done is, tetanus shots.
Okay, and I'm guessing that you've been relatively healthy all these years.
Well, except for, you could say that, relatively healthy, but I do have some problems.
Well, naturally we're going to get sick. You know, like Chris said, he got a nasty cold. It wasn't necessarily the flu. I've just getting over a nasty cold, but I never got chills. I never got fever. I was just worn out. And I'm just guessing if you go through as we go through life and that happens to you every two or in my case, three to 5 years, that's just part of it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I learned a long time ago, a doctor friend told me that you get a cold, it's a virus. Nothing's going to kill a virus. It just has to run its course and let your immune system get stronger for the next one.
But as we do get older, you've got to, try to slow down a little bit and, maybe put it in second gear. You can't be running in fourth gear.
Well, you make it a point. You hydrate, and, one of the things you can do is, if you want to hydrate better, you should stop drinking coffee because coffee dries you out. I mean, it's things like that you have to learn as life goes on.
Yeah,
the and all the sugar in these things stops you from absorbing water, so you kind of, anyways.
Right, the sugar thing I learned years ago regarding that, and, you know, it's simple when you think about it. It makes, you know, complete sense. But,
yeah.
I I'm like you. I have known or know of too many people that have gotten the shots for, you know, the flu season. And I realize that it's not 100% guaranteed that you're not going to get anything. Matter of fact, the percentages are pretty low of this preventing you from it. I think it's in generally in the 40s or 50%, isn't it?
I don't, you know, I just kind of, you know, kind of like you, those totally accurate scientific surveys. You know, when flu season comes around, I know people who got the flu, and about half of them had a shot, and half of them didn't.
All right. Well, that's pretty much along the lines where I was going, is you probably know a lot of people, or, you know, a few, who got the COVID shot. As a matter of fact, I know one family, they got it. They had to. They had no choice. And they got COVID twice.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, that was a big lie, and it was sad to see all the media people just strong, you get this, you won't get COVID. That was their line from the media, and I, you know, that's not what's going on out there. And I'm sure there are people that just took a hook, line, and sinker. And
Well, even going through it, but looking back, particularly with Newsom, the fear that they put into the public. Do you remember that?
Well, the thing I remember most was, you know, when the shot came out, you know, at the end of, was it 2023, I guess, or 20, I forgot.
No, it was before
2021.
That.
When the shot came out, they were telling all over the country, we have this shot, but it's just for these people, and if you try and get in line, we can throw you in jail. And next thing you know, I got the shot. There were people, you know, that were in their 20s and whatnot, you know, in good health. Oh, you just have to go here. It's no problem.
Well,
and right away you're thinking, how did that happen?
Well, you have, because of that, when you mentioned the younger people, and if you remember the stories coming out after we just got over this of young, healthy people starting to have heart problems, and they had had the shot. So there was a perceived risk that some people are still, since they remember that, they're not getting vaccine, they're not getting their flu shots or their COVID shot, whatever, which one it's called.
I probably know about a dozen people that got the first shot and never went back for the second one. It messed them up. They just got home and got sick, and they said, I'm not doing this again.
Well, it happened to you, right?
Well, I didn't do it, but now this was a long time ago with the flu shot, and I got to tell you that it was kind of funny. I remember I got off duty and went. They had a 10K in Guam, and that was probably the world's slowest 10K because I threw up every time I had to drink water. Mm-hmm. It took me almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well. Also, regarding the particularly younger people that are less likely, not only because of their age, but because of the mistrust that they have because of what happened. So,
even now or at the time?
No, even now, because they're, you know, they're older enough in their early 20s, and they remember in the teens and all this stuff, and they, you know, read or saw or heard, you know, what happened and so forth. And then when the information started coming out and what our government tried to do to us, so they're being a little bit more cautious, and I don't blame them at all. So,
yeah. Well, you know, we all know people that have gotten, not only got the shots, but have regularly gotten their boosters, and well, if that's what they need to do, well, then if it's working for them, God bless them, that's fine.
Yep.
But here we go again with the choice. I mean, I came up positive on COVID twice. First time I didn't know I had it. Second time, and one day I felt a little down, but other than that, I was fine.
Yeah, well, during that time frame, I got I was probably a day and a half where I didn't feel well. And like Chris said, then I was fine after that. I never got tested or anything along those lines because I thought, you know, this is just one of those things that we come across in, you know, particularly in the winter. As a matter of fact, I can tell you exactly. It was probably from when I came back from Kentucky. It was in November for a reunion. So what happens, I'm a believer in this. What happens when you're on an airplane in the winter?
Well, they don't roll the windows down, do they?
No, you're going to get something. So again, I didn't feel good for about a day and a half, and then I was fine. So, all right, sorry.
Yeah, hey, when I was in the Navy, I was on a submarine. It was the same thing. You just kind of caught a cold the second day, and you just kind of had a minor cold the whole time we were out.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, bye. Hi. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Interesting topic. My doctor, who I go to regularly because I'm type 2 diabetic, so I have to, she said she never took the shot. She said, I have a perfectly good immune system. This is her philosophy. And I thought, and of course, I never took the shot. In fact, I got the flu, I think it was in March, after it started, and it lasted 4 days. And it was the lightest flu I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And the only weird part about it, I had a little cough, and it was just a, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, not a bad cough, for about a month. I'd never had that after a flu before, but it went away. That was the only strange thing about the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've never bothered with the shots, and I loved her philosophy. She says, I have a perfectly good immune system, and it works quite well. good for you.
I just have some weird theories about the health, and again, I'm not recommending to follow Kevin's theories, but I have, look, some people just have healthier systems naturally. You know, it's part
depends
of
being... Depends how you live.
Well, okay, that was going there, too. I mean, we know what the do's and don'ts are. Healthy, try to get some exercise, whether it's walking or whatever you do, want to do that. But I also am a believer is that if you put a lot of things into your body over the course of a lifetime, and I don't care what it's for. Well, I shouldn't say that. I understand that some people need certain things. But when we do it because we can't handle any little issue that comes up with our body, I'm a big believer in letting the body naturally heal itself. And by putting things into it, I think you diminish the body's capacity to be able to do that.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, you're right. Yeah, I think you're right on. I mean, like, I'm type 2 diabetic, so I have certain things I have to watch and do.
Mm-hmm.
But which actually makes me live a lot healthier life, quite frankly.
Well, obviously you've adjusted to it or adapted, and it's just a daily part of your life, so it's not a big deal.
No, exactly. No, you hit it right on. You know, and I just do have certain things I have to do, and actually it keeps me healthier
mm-hmm. well,
over the years.
Well, that's good.
But anyway, no, that was I loved her philosophy, and. Like she said, and I do too. I have a perfectly good immune system.
All right, well, that's good. And stay nice and healthy and live to be a ripe old age because the government needs to keep extracting more money from your tax-wise.
you got that one. Okay, well, have a good day, Kevin.
All right, thanks. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. On Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board adopted a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas development. They also approved a formal letter to the Trump administration expressing opposition to new leases and joining the local government outer governmental shelf coalition. This was approved 3-2, with Supervisors Pichon and Moreno dissenting. On Monday, December 15th, San Luis Obispo police responded to a report from a victim alleging they were inappropriately touched several times while receiving a massage. The department says this incident took place at PowerSource Chiropractic, with the suspect, 25-year-old Malcolm Sears of San Luis Obispo, working as an independent massage therapist at the location. Police arrested him without incident for sexual battery assault. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Chris DeMeo. Republicans passed a health care bill yesterday which would expand coverage but shrink the number of those insured. President Trump supports discontinuing Affordable Care Act subsidies
so they can buy their own health insurance, which will give far better benefits at much lower cost. It will be far better health insurance.
Democrats back extending Obamacare tax credits for 3 years. Those credits expire at the end of this month. The U.S. announcing a massive $10 billion arms sale to Taiwan.
According to the State Department, selling these weapons to Taiwan serves U.S. national economic and security interests. But China's condemned the deal.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. The sale includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. No top winner in Powerball. Saturday's jackpot grows to $1.5 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Get into the spirit of the Garden Lights and Winter Nights in downtown Atascadero. Sunken Gardens is glowing with thousands of sparkling lights in the beautiful trees, creating the perfect winter paradise. Festive shopping, great food, warm drinks, and holiday fun throughout downtown. Thanks to the sponsors, City of Atascadero, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, Sousa Construction, plus Avila Traffic Safety, 3CE, H&R Block, and PG&E. Come celebrate the season in downtown Atascadero. Find all the details at visitatascadero.com.
8 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
College football bowl season underway in Orlando. The Cure Bowl. Old Dominion stuffed South Florida 24-10. Quarterback Quinn Hennickel ran for two scores for the Monarchs, including a 51-yard dagger in the closing minutes. In Mobile, Alabama, the 68 Ventures Bowl. Delaware held off Louisiana 2013. Capping the Blue Hens' first season in the FBS, Joe Silver had a 61-yard touchdown run. The college football playoff begins on Friday. Oklahoma hosts Alabama in the opening game of the first round. Three more games on Saturday. Texas A&M Miami, Mississippi Tulane, and Oregon James Madison. NFL Week 16 begins tonight with a big one in the NFC West between the Rams and the Seahawks. The Dolphins, freshly eliminated from the playoff chase, are making a quarterback change. Tua Tagovailoa gives way to rookie Quinn Ewers when the aquatic mammals host the Bengals on Sunday. Hockey, the Hurricanes win their fifth straight, 4-1 over the Predators. Two goals and an assist for Sebastian Aho, all of them coming in period three. Mammoth ripped the Red Wings 4-1. Panthers edge the Kings 3-2 for their sixth win in seven games. Coach Paul Maurice.
And we found a way to win a game, so we're in that mode. We're not looking for perfection right now.
Joel Hofer stopped 24 shots as the Blues shut out the Jets, and the Devils ding the Golden Knights in a shootout. NBA wins for the Bulls and the Grizzlies. College hoops, number 7 Gonzaga crushed Campbell 98-70. Junior Braden Huff had a career-high 37 points. That's Thursday sports.
Triple header this Sunday morning, 9:30 here on KPRL. The Chargers and the Cowboys, and it's the Raiders and the Texans and Bengals and Dolphins. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Cloudy becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Some passing clouds tonight and overnight lows right around 40. And then partly cloudy on your Friday with highs in the mid-60s. And Saturday, clouds again, upper 60s, low 60s, cloudy Sunday. Monday, cloudy, low 60s, could get some rain. We're building up later in the day to about 75%, low to mid-60s. Same Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So patch it up. Well, that would be Christmas. All right, let's see here. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m., and we were at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, family owned and operated as well.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hoot, hoot, hoot,
hoot. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Yep, they're there for you. They are the San Luis Obispo County wide. That's county wide approved. Your favorite type of thing. Concealed carry training team. All right, as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound where they need to be. Chris, we are running late, so you are off the hook until Monday.
Whew.
All right.
Plenty of time to rest.
Well, yeah, I was going to build your esteem back up today, too, but don't have time. Would have been an easy question.
Well, we can save it for later, then.
Well, I'm going to change it. All right, well, let's see here. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Easy in, easy out, lots of parking, plenty of room. And you simply just need to go to, well, go there or check it out, atascaderogunshop.com. All right, trivia as we're ready. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. I don't know how I'm going to do this one. I'll just say this. What is the worst type of Christmas gift to give? Okay. It is... Yeah, what is the worst type of Christmas gift to give? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Besides a fruitcake. No, I like those.
I do too, but I was, trying to think of the general populace here.
Yeah, I like those. Hi, good morning.
A small appliance.
Nope, not a small appliance. Let me just throw the word out, fix. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Fruitcake.
No, not fruitcake. Hi, good morning.
A pet.
No, you're close. That's on the list of things that you don't do. Some people may think it's cute, but I'll just use the word fix. The worst, and in many cases, downright insulting. Downright insulting. Now, Chris, the one you gave, that has been on the list, but I think it's going lower on the list each year because I think they make good sense.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they're pretty thoughtful sometimes.
I do, too. Now, it doesn't take much effort to do it, but either does sitting at a computer and doing it as well. So what's the difference? Hi, good morning.
Yeah, preparation H.
Okay, this is fix that you don't want to do because it can be, many would perceive it as insulting. Insulting. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
I now have a different idea since you said people consider it insulting.
Well, folks, I will let you know exactly what's number one on the list.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. On Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas development. They also approved a formal letter to the Trump administration expressing opposition to new leases on the Central Coast. This was approved 3-2 with Supervisors Pechong and Moreno dissenting. The Atascadero Police Department arrested a suspect motorist earlier this week on the morning of December 14th, saying they responded to a report of a theft from a vehicle on the 9400 block of Alcatan Lane. Finding the suspect vehicle and determining stolen items were inside. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early, then mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, this would be self-improvement type of gift. Like?
Deodorant.
Well, well, that could be one. A gym membership, diet pills, and things along those lines. Hint, 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 hint. All right. Two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll be there when you need them. 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.